America.
Start listening now. Holy crap. Can't stop casting pods, you guys.
Oh, they just keep on coming.
Yeah.
The pods just keep on casting.
The pods.
Just play the music.
Yeah.
Samantha Tina?
And welcome to another podcasty episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from America, the country that's better off alone. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Daddy.
We planned that earlier.
Big, like, honestly, poor one out. I went out on a limb and I predicted that Estonia would be our surprise qualifier. Instead, Moldova was our surprise qualifier. And I miss Uku already. I really miss this song. I fell in love with this big, dumb song.
The thing is, like, even though it doesn't qualify for the final, the song doesn't go away. It doesn't get snapped out of existence.
It lives forever. Yeah.
Exactly. It's out there. It's in the ether. It's right behind you.
It's Uku. So, I don't know. If you're a wine mom, it's probably good that he's right behind you. Otherwise, speaking of wine mom, Sam, hit it with the socials.
Well, yep. You and all the other wine moms can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at 12pointsUSA or email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Scope out our Redbubble if you want to see some random and hilarious merchandise that you can show off to your friends who may have no idea what the heck is going on, because most of them just have something to do with inside jokes we've done. Check out the new Pants Dance merchandise that Eric has whipped up for us. That's always a lot of fun there. No matter which podcast service you are listening to us on, if it gives you the chance to rate, review, subscribe, we would really, really appreciate it if you could do that for us. It helps our message get spread out among the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where do we want to begin this evening? Probably let's recap the second semifinal a little bit here.
We just
had that. As of the time we're recording,
we opened the show with San Marino. Flo Rida finally making it onto the stage with Adrenalina, and Senit and Flo, they seemed like they'd been recording together for years. They seemed really, really natural together.
I had to turn to Eric during the performance and I just said, these two have chemistry. Like, this is really working.
Like, I would love to see further collaboration with those two, honestly. It felt really organic and good.
I loved during the press conference afterwards when they were talking about how, like, you know, the American Song Contest is happening, and they were like, Flo, would you just, like, invite Senit over to be a part of your entry? And he's like, that sounds dope, or something like that.
All right, you've heard it here first. Flo Rida featuring Senit, Serotonin, representing Florida at Eurovision America 2022.
It's a ballad. It's a lot like Two Loony Bear. I don't know how, but it is.
I would actually pay good money to hear that. Anyway, was it any surprise to anybody that San Marino made it through to the final?
Nope.
I think we all four of us unanimously agreed that that would be going through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, which means we pour one out for the song in second spot. Sorry, Danny. We say goodbye to Uku.
I think it's still better than some songs that have qualified.
I don't disagree. Honestly, Uku, he sang it well. He emoted in the way that only Uku can. Just smolder, smolder, smolder. It just wasn't enough. I suppose we move on to another one that we say goodbye to. Sadly for us, it is friend of the show, Benny Christo from the Czech Republic. Oh my God. It was one of our favorites, but unfortunately it just did not make it through.
It just didn't come together.
Yeah, it seemed to be his vocal mix was either very low, or I actually asked this to Eric, it sounded like he had lost his voice.
No, I agree. Like, as much as I love this in studio, it just didn't seem to coalesce on the big stage. I feel like during the rehearsals, he just kind of felt a little bit casual, and it just didn't quite step up in the way that it needed to on the big show, which is such a shame because the song is so good.
He had a casual approach in some moments that really shined through and felt really, really genuine when he was actually performing the song. But unfortunately, the other half of the song required some powerful vocals behind it. And was I listening correctly during the, like, middle part, during, like, the quasi breakdown? Did he sing the incorrect lyrics?
I think he did, yeah.
he accidentally started singing the apocalypse line first, and then I was like, oh, well, but he sings that at the end, doesn't he? Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I think that most listeners and most viewers of the show might not necessarily catch that. Like, if they're hearing the song for the first time, then what difference does it make? But but still, it just...
It kind of speaks to a larger problem that he made that mistake.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah. I will add that the Czech Republic in our semifinal show a while back finished second in the semifinal among everything. It was one of two songs from the top 10, our top 10, that did not actually make it. The other being Latvia, which somehow squeaked through for us, which is...
Remember that?
That was largely Derek.
It
was literally mostly Derek, like mathematically speaking. So way to go, Derek. But yeah, it didn't work. Didn't work. I don't know. I think the thing that I finally kind of concluded bugged me the most about how it played out was the camera work just seemed very random. I don't know. Just sort of random and
it just didn't feel cohesive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
the whole thing lacked a professional touch to an extent.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad.
So we take a look at the, what do we have next? Who is next?
We have Greece, Stefania, Last Dance, making it through. Pants Dance, made it through. They live to pants another day.
Mm-hmm. I'm not super shocked by this. I think it was well performed. It came together pretty darn well. Some of the green screen stuff still feels a bit unimpressive. I guess it just seems kind of odd. But
I have seen the memes on the internet that have said this is not Last Dance; it is Just Dance for the Wii.
It does kind of look like that, yeah. I think her vocals have consistently gotten better since the start of rehearsals.
Yes,
she really has sounded fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a welcome addition to the final. And also, it was kind of, you know, heartwarming just because she's representing Greece, but let's face it, she's Dutch. And so they touched on that during the semifinal, and the crowd just really warmed up to her. It was really quite sweet to see them really rally around her. Like, when she qualified, it was a very, very loud and raucous cheer for her, which was wonderful to see. And that means that we are 2-for-2 when it comes to junior Eurovision alumni making it to the big show with her joining Destiny. So good on her. All right, moving on to another one that we say goodbye to. This one was on the cusp. Austria, Vincent Bueno, the other amen. So we are now without either amen.
Yeah, no amens.
No amens. But yeah, Austria, I thought that over the course of the last week and a half, the song came together well. I thought he performed it well. It just didn't click, I think. Which is a shame.
I think if he had ripped off his jacket and shown a big shimmering disco ball bodice, I think maybe that might have helped him.
I guess we'll never know, huh?
Who did we have next after Austria?
Oh, next up it was Rafał from Poland with The Ride.
I think we all saw the same thing. I think we all heard the same thing.
Oh, he was, I will he not was beat, bad tonight.
I will not beat a dead horse.
This was a failure on every level.
Yeah.
Everything that went into this.
Like from the opening postcard where he had the sort of retro flight gear trying to be all Top Gun, I knew something wasn't right.
It looked like a vanity project.
Goose is dead, guys. Goose is dead.
There were things about the staging itself that just would have never worked. He has such a bright backdrop for, you know, Rafał, The Ride. It seemed completely superfluous and honestly a little distracting for his dancers to have the lights on their hands. You see that kind of thing from like a really, you know, if they were performing with like a very dark stage and the lights were actually doing something and there was a reason to pay attention to them. But unfortunately, they were just completely unnecessary.
Agreed.
He himself just wasn't really hitting the notes. Oof.
Yeah, it almost felt like they were trying to distract from the song that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And instead, it just highlighted the shambles that was the entire package. Poland, you do so well at junior. Bring that to senior.
And you've got the votes. Like, there's polls are out there. They'll vote for
you. Yeah, just send something better. Send Donatan and Cleo again.
Or just Cleo.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just I'll play you all the time. Maybe a couple milkmaids and a washerwoman if you want. Anyway, moving on from Poland, I have a feeling some hot takes are going to be dished up because we're about to talk about Moldova. Natalia Gordienko with Sugar.
You know, I would not have called this a shot qualifier when we last recorded. I would absolutely call it one now. And I do.
Agreed.
Because it felt, I said this on Twitter talking to the Eurowhat guys, I think. As it was being performed, it felt like they had given up. Like, it was a complete mess. And at one point, she just sort of yelled instead of singing. Like, it just didn't work.
She just said, Europe! Ow!
Yeah.
And it was the part of the
like
song.
This was
that...
the beginning of Walking on Sunshine.
And this was the part of the song that was used at the reprise, too. So it wasn't like just some random moment. It was repeated multiple times throughout the voting opening. And it just.
Exactly.
And yet somehow it still made it through.
Yeah. And I'll note the jury show last night was not much better.
Agreed.
She was really rough in that one, too. I do not know how this got through. I really don't.
Well, I think we can think back to the enormous coverage that it got for its premiere. I mean, I think there was a lot of attention put on this song much earlier. So people had, in addition to the people who were viewing this for the first time, it also got the enormous, you know, coverage and ramp up and framing treatment that got people acquainted with a much earlier and frankly better version.
Yeah, but at the same time, a lot of that marketing was geared towards an audience that wasn't necessarily participating or voting in the semifinal. Russia was not in the semi. Ukraine was not in the semi.
That's true.
Yeah, so there was a lot of that was taken away. I will say in Moldova's voting history defense, Portugal and Spain were both voting in the semifinal. And I know that there is a significant Moldovan and Romanian diaspora, particularly in those two nations. So there is a decent amount of flow from those two over to Moldova. But I don't think that would have been enough to raise that to the level of qualification over other songs that we've talked about or will talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shall we change subjects and move on to a song that I think we are all on board with? And all generally happy about, especially considering the added factor that Iceland was not able to perform live. And I don't think that's something that we talked about in our last show. I think it was breaking news after we recorded.
Yeah. It was.
One of the members of Gagnamagnith actually was diagnosed with a COVID case. So the entire delegation has basically withdrawn live performance from competition. They have been relying on rehearsal footage that was pre-recorded. It was recorded at the Rotterdam Ahoy, so it wasn't like what Australia was doing with their off-site rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, two of the members, the one who's tested positive and I believe the one who's rooming with him, are under strict quarantine, and the other four are under quarantine, but not quite as strict, probably with no lasers outside of their rooms or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the performance of 10 years that we saw today was actually recorded a couple days ago, and yet it still felt as polished and as put together and as fun as anything we would have seen on a live performance.
Yeah.
Plus, kudos to the EBU for not making a thing about it. With Australia, they panned out and they showed that this is a performance that is shown on a screen rather than on a stage. Instead, they went from the end of the song to a cut of the audience and they didn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm. In one of the dress rehearsals, they did do the same thing as Australia, and I'm really glad that they didn't do that because I mean it was in the arena. I'm glad that they kept the crowd noise microphones turned on as this was happening. They really got a lot of great energy despite the fact that those folks were watching a video screen.
You could hear from the very beginning that there was a ton of crowd support for the situation.
Yeah.
There's a huge cheer at the beginning that I really didn't hear for almost any other act.
And people love the song to begin with, and people love the thing to begin with. But not to say that this is going to sound a lot more cynical than I think I want it to be. But now there's this added level of the story, this sympathy factor that maybe some people will be responding to with votes. So we'll see.
If this wins, and I think there's a pretty darn good chance that it might, that is a really interesting angle.
Which is also really interesting considering that Duncan Lawrence was also positively diagnosed with a COVID case today as well, which means that if it goes from Duncan to Iceland, then there's not going to be a traditional trophy handover, will there?
I also just wanted to note, I'm really relieved they got those rehearsals in because they were phenomenal. And I think I'd be very, very happy that that is what they're going in with. And also because if they hadn't had those, let's say this all happened a week earlier, they still would have had that backup performance. I bet that is not as charming as what they ended up doing in Rotterdam.
Most likely. I would guess it would probably look a little bit more like the first music video that we saw for 10 years. But you know what? We're actually going to see all of these videos released to the public a week after the show. They are going to be releasing all of this in a special after the program. Oh, so
hashtag Eurovision again.
Yeah, again, Yeah.
I'd be curious to see what some of those were like.
So that'll be a thing that'll happen. It'll be called the Eurovision Song Celebration Live on Tape. That'll be airing in two parts on May 28th and 29th. So keep your eyes open for that. Anyway, moving on. Serbia, Hurricane, Loco Loco. I think all four of us predicted that this would qualify, and qualify it did.
I still don't love this song. However, they killed it.
They really did.
They really crushed.
I have to appreciate one of my big things that I'm always disappointed with when I see a lot of these live performers, and we will get to this when we get to Switzerland especially, is that I can't forgive a lot of these acts for not having adequate breath support. Like, I just want to hear you sing like it's your career. I want to hear you when you're singing at full voice. I would like you to have a full lung full of air. I would like you to breathe with your diaphragm. And these three girls are doing not the easiest choreography. And still, I am hearing full voice, on key, good sound quality, and they all love each other. Like, this was great. I love
having
this.
So much fun.
I love
I gotta say, I have come around on this song a fair amount. It took the entire process of the contest to be like, oh, okay, I kind of get this now, which is weird. I liked Hasta La Vista immediately. I don't know what took me so long on this one. I did not have super high hopes for the live performance of this, and a lot of that goes back to the Eurovision home concerts last year. They were in one of those and it was pretty rough. But so when I heard them doing this live, they have gone leaps and bounds, honestly, as a performing group, even since the national final performance when Hasta La Vista was shown, they blew that out of the water in terms of vocal quality and everything.
Yeah,
they absolutely crushed this performance. I was amazed.
Yeah, I mean, we already knew that Sanja Vucic is a vocal wunderkind. Like, she's incredible. We saw how good she was singing for Serbia in 2016, but her with Ksenija and Ivana together, they blend beautifully and they work together beautifully. Like, they're just as good individually as they are together. And when I first heard Loco Loco, I wasn't expecting to be as enthusiastic and joyous about it as I am now, but it's grown on me so much. Not to say that I hated it to begin with, but yeah, this is just fun. This is just so fun. Speaking of fun, next up is Georgia. Tornike Kipiani with you, not making it through tonight.
He was really enjoying a glass of wine at one point, I saw, and that was nice. He seemed happy, which is different from earlier. So that was cool. I mean, yeah, this just was not a contender really at all.
It felt like he was doing the contest under duress. And it breaks my heart to see that, because it's, you know, Eurovision is such a joyous and fun. It's a crazy event. It's a lot of work, obviously. But if your heart's not in it, your heart's not in it. And if that was the case for Tornike, that really came across. And it just sucked any hope out of this, I think.
You just have to wonder if he was like compelled into doing it last year. And a year ago, he might have thought, yeah, I'll give it another go. Why not? But as we got closer to it, he just realized, yeah, you know what? I don't really have anything for this.
That's my estimation as well. Shall we move on to Albania then?
Yeah.
All right. Angela Periseri for Albania with Karma making it through tonight.
She was
well
great.
Done. She was great.
Very Albanian.
Super Albanian. But just elegant and classy, but still having that power and that flash. It was just all around solid.
I mean, there's not a lot of like really ethnic songs this year, or songs that really reflect their home country and the culture as much. I mean, there's like this in France and
Ukraine.
Mata Hari. Wait.
Mata Hari. That's a lot of musical stylings from the Azeri culture, which is kind of interesting. The song itself, no, not so much. But the music is actually really very cultural.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just not a lot. And it's nice to see something like this get through. I really have to respect Lavinia for like sticking to their own language and kind of doing their own thing still.
Oh yeah.
You can tell that there's a ton of appreciation across Europe for that from a lot of different corners. I think that's why they keep having a moderate success with it and why there's always one Balkan country that always sends something very true to it that always makes it to the grand final.
Mm. And I'm very happy it's Albania.
Yes.
Okay, next up, one that Eric has been an ardent supporter of for quite a while. Three out of the four of us had predicted it. Portugal, the Black Mamba, Love Is On My Side, making it through tonight.
No doubt.
In the top 10 in the betting odds now, too.
It just shot right up to like number 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's currently
incredible.
At 9th as of the moment I checked.
Some shifting, which,
just a moment ago.
Which, again, for a Portuguese song, when they have, you know, failed to make the finals in 2019, came in last place in 2018 when they were hosting, and previous to their win, hadn't done any better than 6th in their entire history. A qualification is something that they should absolutely be celebrating over at RTP.
I mean, this song has just been growing on people ever since it debuted, or ever since like people started seeing rehearsals. It was like in the 30s in the odds, and it's just kind of been slowly climbing up into the top 10 now, and it's just kind of unreal.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the televote, but I think this is going to be a real jury darling. It's going to be up there for a lot of countries.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that I also like, and what we were saying before about Tornike looking sort of distant from the song and not connecting with it, just kind of going through the motions, Tatanka, the lead singer from the Black Mamba, you could tell that he's really into it and he's really having a good time and playing with this. He's, you know, switching up the melody a little bit at the end there. Eric, you were able to identify kind of what that technique was.
Yeah. So it, instead of maybe not tonight, which is a ending on the tonic of like a major chord, he's going, maybe not tonight, or something to that effect, making a more of a minor key at the end, which I think lyrically fits a little bit better. But it's a little bit more of a like, it's more Portuguese, really. like that's the Portuguese way of singing that line. And just that little touch is such a little but brilliant thing. For him to be doing. And I'm not saying that like that alone has gained them all of this space, but it's just such a good choice. It's a really, really good choice.
And the fact that he's doing that organically and just having fun with it and playing around with it. Like we saw Salvador do that kind of thing, showing that you're still connected with a song when you've been singing it in competitions since February or March and you're not getting tired of it. That shows something. And I really respect an artist who still is pushing through and still playing and experimenting even at this late stage of the game.
So contrary to what I said earlier about the Czech Republic, these guys are showing a lot of professionalism and you really see that like the experience come through, and every rehearsal was a little bit different. You could see them improvising and modifying it as they went along, and it really showed them like they could make it dynamic and interesting. So every performance was just a little different and still kind of fresh and exciting.
After Portugal, we have, who do we have?
Bulgaria.
Oh my God.
Victoria, growing up is getting old.
The photo.
Still gets me every time.
This is a really wonderful staging. The photo is the thing I keep like glomming onto, but the sand, the fact that they have a thing of sand that falls down is crazy.
Yeah, it's not just you know, augmented reality or anything like that. It's actual, a sandbag is leaking. But yeah, it's a beautiful touch. I've never seen anything like that on a contest stage before. And it's I keep coming back to the word evocative. Mm-hmm. It tells the story in a really beautiful way. It gets the emotion across very, very well. And just honestly, Victoria just sings it beautifully. And when you have to add your own emotions and getting the vulnerability in there, you know, I think that she did the song really proud, but she always has.
You could see when she was looking at the photo of her and her dad, that she was getting a little verklempt.
Yeah.
I was the only one who didn't predict Portugal coming in. And if I could go back after having watched this performance, I would have. So I am not one to resist re-examining a song when it is finally being performed for real. I don't know what it is about Bulgaria that I am not picking up. I am still not getting hooked by the song. I understand the lyrics. I know that she is singing from a very real place. Perhaps it is just this style. I have not fallen for it. I'm not surprised that it has gotten through, because I know that this song has buzz and a huge, very, very vocal and rabid fan base.
Because you absolutely know you're wrong.
Yeah, I know. So yes, Bulgaria, good job. Let's see if you make the left of the table.
I would say left of the table for sure.
Yeah.
It's, but at the same time, it's also very quiet and introspective. But in a year where it seems like, and we'll go into the running order in just a little bit, it seems like a year where there are quite a few bops, a lot of high energy songs that we're going to see, especially how the Sawtooth kind of works out.
Yes, speaking
of going from soft and quiet and introspective to very much not, also qualifying this evening, Blind Channel, Finland, Dark Side.
We got to the end of the qualifiers and I was legit like, oh, they're not going to pick Finland. But then I heard the crowd chanting, Finland.
Yeah,
I've said my piece about this song enough times. I feel like I'm not surprised that it qualified. It is what
I have
it
no
is.
Problem with metal going to the final. I have no problem with rock going to the final. I have a problem with Diet Slipknot going to the final.
God.
I was going to call it Diet Corn, but you know.
That's corn. A little closer.
Everyone loves a good Diet Corn. Wow.
That's just a soybean.
Low fructose corn syrup, really?
Yeah. Man.
Any more choice phrases on Finland?
No.
Any more witty knocks and snarky put downs? No.
Join.
All right. In that case, we go from Finland to the nice, staid, quiet, chill song that was The Moon Is Rising by Samantha Tina for Latvia, missing out on the grand final. I've said a lot about the song, just how crazy and over the top and just inaccessible it is to me. But my heart does go out to Samantha Tina. Like, she has tried so much and for so long with so many songs in two different nations to make it to Eurovision. And it just kind of peters out unceremoniously like that. I'm not sad.
Dancers who weren't dancing, and she was a singer who, I'm not going to say wasn't singing, but it was maybe pitchier than Rafał.
It was not her best. It was not her best.
Here's something I've been thinking. If suppose all other things are the same, but instead of The Moon Is Rising, she had Still Breathing this year, would that have done any better?
Maybe slightly. Maybe slightly, but I still don't think it would have qualified. We'll see how The Moon Is Rising did in the long run when the full scores come out after the final is done.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. My inclination is that it probably still wouldn't have qualified, but probably would have done better, like an 11th or 12th compared to The Moon Is Rising, which I'm guessing is farther down. Yeah, the song itself is just such a enigma. This was going to be a tough sell no matter what. And then the performance just wasn't up to snuff anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We move on to our last qualifier of the semifinal. It's Switzerland. John's Tears, Tout l'univers.
Okay. So now we get to Switzerland. All right. The song is amazing. Fantastic. This is going to be top 10, I can only assume. The man has more than anyone else in the contest, whose stuff we have seen, the best vocal quality and control. It's a shame that his staging is so stupid. Eric and I were watching and we just were like, what does Tout l'univers mean? Oh, does it just mean I went to art school? Like, it's just, he looks like the coolest kid in my drawing 200 class. And he kills this song.
He does.
It sounds like it does on the recording. Unfortunately, this staging does not capture the sort of emotional energy and the emotional weight that this song really has.
The sad thing is, I remember at the beginning thinking, oh, you know how lazy it would be if they just sit him at a piano and have him flying through space. I kind of wish they would have just done that.
Oh, yeah. That might be preferable, yeah.
Like, as soon as I saw the first rehearsal, I'm like, oh, no. No one's going to like this. I think this is a real kind of warning sign to a lot of other countries, too, that, okay, you have a song that has a potential to do really, really well, maybe even win, and you want to spend some money and get the best staging people you can and make this look fantastic. That's not always the best idea. I think they kind of went into this and said, okay, we're going to give you complete creative freedom and I need just, you know, make this look amazing and make this a winner. And somebody should have stepped in and been like, not this, though.
Here's what I think. This staging would have made a winner out of Répondez-moi.
Yeah, because it had more of that art gallery kind of vibe.
Yes.
Wow.
Two Lumières has a much more sweeping and epic feel. It's not aided by a set that almost invites him to have an introspective aspect.
It makes me wonder if this was the staging that was originally intended for last year and they just they just pushed it forward. It's like, oh, we spent the money on the plan. We may as well just
take it ahead. I think it almost feels like it has to be. I think you're exactly right, Danny. Like, this would be so good for Répondez-moi.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of weird for Two Lumières. Oh, man. Well, good on them for sticking with the stuff they bought or something.
Should have kept the receipt.
I was going to say, the deposit,
IKEA's not taking that thing back.
Get it back.
You didn't even build it right. God.
All right, who did we have after
Switzerland?
Denmark, closing out the show.
The evil has been defeated.
This is fun. Fine. It sucked me in.
Derek, I think you and I were about to say the same thing.
Yeah. I was waiting for this one. The whole time.
I was starting to believe it was getting through, too. I really was.
Even when they were up to Finland, I'm like, oh, God, it's going to be
Denmark. I know. I was like, what if it's Denmark and not Finland?
What if it was Denmark and not Finland, though?
Oh, God.
I just stood up and left the room.
Crowd chanting, Finland, Finland, Finland. And then Jan or whoever is like, Denmark. And the crowd is like, what? What?
This song definitely grew on me. I'm not going to lie. They're just so earnest.
I said the same thing, but in the fact that it is cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I can kind of see the appeal, but like, it's so dumb. It's just, I really thought it was going to make it. It just seemed like they were having so much fun. The crowd was honestly into it. I thought it had a shot.
Yeah.
No, I bet 10 through 12 was really close here.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
Who do you think was 11th, though?
Probably either Austria or Denmark.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think it was Denmark. Yeah.
Who do you think won it?
Who do I think won?
Iceland.
Like a combination of jury and televote?
It's got to be Iceland.
I would say Iceland, yeah.
I'm going to say either Iceland or San Marino. I think San Marino has impressed everyone.
I think San Marino could have potentially pipped Iceland on the public vote.
Yeah.
However, when you synthesize the two together, I think Iceland would have taken it.
I don't think the jury's a huge fan of San Marino.
No. Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying, televote.
Right.
Okay. So in summary, let's give our pour one out for, who are we pouring it out for?
The potential of Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Vincent Bueno.
Yeah, he really put all his everything into that.
Mm-hmm. I think for a song that never impressed me in the studio version, but which I was starting to give the time of day to when it was being performed.
It really kind of coalesced quite beautifully at the end. And some of the lighting was gorgeous for Amen.
Yeah, the staging on that one was really impressive. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, this really works.
It was very fine. It was very restrained. It was very suited to the song.
Yeah.
I think that's my most surprising non-qualifier out of the whole contest. It was good enough. It was absolutely good enough. Yeah. It just didn't get there.
Yep. All right. So soon after the ending of the semifinal, the powers that be went off into their secretive little room deep in the bowels of the Ahoy, chewed up some numbers, saw where the props were, saw where the commercial breaks were, and spat out a 26 song playlist for us to devour this Saturday or Friday, if you're watching the jury finals. So we open our show with Cyprus, El Diablo and Elena Segrino. I think it's a pretty solid opener. Yeah.
I'm really surprised. This is the opener.
I'm surprised too.
It's a lot is all.
My thought is they were going to have to open it up with something big and bombastic. This wouldn't have been the one that I would have picked. I kind of thought that maybe they were going to go for the UK on this, maybe even Israel.
I think the UK
as an opener
was the most obvious choice.
But
maybe those trumpets are just too much.
I believe that is the case, because it wouldn't surprise me if there is a commercial break or some sort of break between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
All right. So after Cyprus comes Albania, going second for two contests in a row now. Eric, you actually had a really interesting little tidbit of information of since the semifinals were enacted, which country has performed in second?
Yeah,
share that with the class.
I was curious. I fired up the Statmatron, by the way. Shout out to the Statmatron, friend of the show. I took a look. I was able to take a look at which countries have gone second in the final since 2004, which was when it really started getting big, basically. And three countries, if we include this year, have gone more than once in the second spot. Albania, this is going to be their second. They also went second in 2019, so they're kind of going back to back. The other that has gone twice is the United Kingdom. They did it in 05 and 08, I believe. But the country that has done it the most is Spain. They have been stuck with that number two spot three times. Three times, you guys. I was also curious. I didn't tell you this. In that same span, so since 2004, what song has done the best from the second spot?
Ooh.
It wasn't last 2019's Albanian song, was it?
No.
No, because that came in, what, 13th place or something like that?
Albania was...
Is it...
16th, actually. It looks like.
Oh, sorry, 16th.
Oh, 17th, actually. I was looking at the wrong line.
Ah. Second place. I Love You, Mi Vida?
Nope. That was 20th.
Oh, that did worse than I thought I'd remember. Right. Okay.
Oop. Eric, what is it?
It is Dino Merlin, Love and Rewind.
Oh, of course. Oh. Of course. Dino, sweet Dino.
Finished sixth.
And he also got more 12 points than any other entry that year.
And still only finished sixth?
Yeah, it was
that's
a weird
well, that,
year.
That was a, that was 2011, right? So that's the year where there was just a lot of weirdness. It is the only song out of this whole span, 2004 to now, to be number two in the running order and finish on the left side of the table at all.
Wow.
The second highest of any song in the number two spot is Algo Pequeñito by Daniel Díguez from Spain. 15th.
Oof.
That's the second best. So, especially recently, second spot is really is that rough. So, big rip to Albania, I guess.
Come on, Angela. Break that trend.
Break the trend. I think it's better than 15th, but we'll see. It's
a very strong final. Anyway, we go from Karma to Israel, Set Me Free by Ed Milani in third position. So return to the boppetry. And then we slow it down a lot with song number four, Hoover Phonic, The Wrong Place for Belgium.
This feels very appropriate for like an opening of the contest. Just the up, down, rather drastic.
It's pretty on the nose, yeah.
Yeah, very sawtoothy. After The Wrong Place, we up the tempo once again with Manesia, Russian Woman for, well, of course, Russia. And then we keep the tempo high with arguably one of the front runners in spot number six, Destiny for Malta with Jim Acass. Do we think that's too early? Do we think that's still, she could still do it from there?
No, I think that's fine.
She could. I would be less than thrilled if I was their delegation right now.
Yeah.
It's an underwhelming spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little pessimistic to go from there, especially because, as we'll see as we go along, things ramp up pretty quickly.
Yep. Because after Destiny, we slow things down a fair bit with the Black Mamba, Love Is On My Side for Portugal in spot seven.
Seems like a decent spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, I like the contrast between Malta and Portugal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on, we go to Serbia, Hurricane, Loco Loco in spot number eight. So way upping the tempo. And then spot
Malta
number nine.
Portugal to Serbia.
Yeah. Oh,
just want to point out, too, the first six songs are female-led. We don't get a male vocalist until song seven.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that. Speaking of male vocalists, we go to Embers, number nine, coming in for James Newman in the United Kingdom, marking the first of our automatic qualifiers.
I think that might actually hurt him there.
Yeah, coming right after Loco Loco and before Greece, Last Dance. However, it should be noted that he has a rather large prop that needs to be wheeled on. So it wouldn't surprise me if there's maybe a commercial break that needed to be worked around. So maybe between eight and nine.
It's not as up-tempo as his other two. So I feel like it could almost seem a little too slow by contrast.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that the UK is right before Greece, because Greece also necessitated a break before the song in the semifinal, because they also have a decent amount of props. So I don't know if there's going to be like a couple of decent sized breaks right there. So like before the UK and after the UK, but there might need to be, which is odd.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, the techies are pros, but it's still, you only have 40 seconds to clear off everything from the previous song and get everything onto the next one during those postcards. So it wouldn't surprise me if you see maybe, you know, a quick cut back to a slightly concerned Chantal going, check out our DVD. Have you downloaded the app?
And Switzerland at 11 also has some pretty big props. So this is an interesting grouping here.
Yeah,
Switzerland is just a whole rig, you know?
They look pretty light. I mean, they move around during the show, so.
That's true. Probably just wheel them on pretty easily, hopefully. After Switzerland, so after the emotive and very feely To l'univers, we move right on to Iceland in spot 12, 10 years. As we know, that will be a live-to-tape performance previously recorded. I believe it's going to be the same clip that we saw today at the semifinal. So, sure. Yeah. So that'll also probably be pretty good considering that Spain is following them. So they'll have a little bit more time potentially to inflate the giant moon. What do we think about Iceland being in spot 12? You think that's still...
I think it's great.
It is huge for them. Going right after To l'univers is great for them. They are going, I mean, they're already a favorite. Their song is going to resonate well with basically everyone, I think. 12 is the spot Duncan was in. So,
good point.
So we know it to be good. I think a few other winners were around there as well. Salvador was late first half. Mons was late first half. Mm. This is a very good spot to be in. This is so huge for them. Yeah.
All right. Following Spain, like I said, aforementioned at 13, we move into the second half of the show with Natalia Gordienko's Sugar for Moldova, followed by the 1-2 very strange punch of the middle finger brigade that are Gendrick for Germany with I Don't Feel Hate, followed immediately by Blind Channel's Dark Side for Finland in 15th and 16th, respectively.
I have to wonder if having Finland right after Germany is going to make a bunch of people in the viewing audience at home go, where's that nice German boy?
All right. Now that you've been told to not feel hate, just remember that. Here's Finland.
I don't think Bulgaria could have gotten a better get for a song to go after.
Which is funny.
Follows Finland.
Which is funny because Finland followed Bulgaria in the semifinal. So, yeah. You know.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, exactly. So, like Danny says, Victoria's growing up is getting old for number 17. Again, large prop. Once they wheel that off, we go for Lithuania's Discotheque by the Roop at number 18.
And Ukraine right after at 19. Both of our hyper-modern songs are right next to each other.
Indeed. Following Ukraine, you basically have the two songs that I think couldn't be more different from each other, one right after the other. We have Ukraine followed by France, Barbara Pravi's Voila.
I think
that's a bit of whiplash.
That's going to look great.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to come at just the right time, too, because that's going to be the last slow kind of emotional song.
Well, we will have Ticks. Ticks. I know.
Yeah, it's not really slow. That's like a mid-tempo. It's mid-tempo. You know. Mm.
Well, by the end of France, it's not really slow either.
It's true. It ramps up.
True.
It do. All right. So following France, we have Azerbaijan, Mata Hari.
Great.
Just makes France look better.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's kind of cheap. And...
Yep.
When I first saw France was at 20, I thought, oh, that's not a good spot. But the more I look at it, the more I think, okay, like numerically, if you want to play the numbers game, which I do, I always like playing the numbers game. This is a good spot in context for her, certainly.
Agreed. In the great grand scheme of things, I think it is. All right. So following Azerbaijan at 21, Shippers Rejoice, we got Norway. Ticks, Fallen Angel at number 22. So the Ticks, Fendi.
Those people who want the showmance of Ticks and Effendi.
Right, I gotta say, like, out of all of the acts in this year's competition, like, those would not be the two that I would have shipped. Like, I would not have shipped those two. Like,
oh, well, okay, hang on. Who would you have shipped? This is suddenly very important to me.
Tusei and John's tears.
Actually, not knowing anything about anybody's particular, you know, preferences, but I could see that.
Babs and Manisha.
Senit and Flo Rida.
I mean,
oh, man.
Now that we see how well they work together. James Newman is happily married, but...
Happily, Sam?
I don't know. He seems pretty happy. Like, we saw his at-home concert last year. He was, you know, had a wonderful domestic life with, you know, his rabbits and... Yeah, it seemed nice. Make it a fry.
After Norway.
After Norway.
It's the Netherlands. It's the host. Netherlands is after Norway. So we have sort of two mid-tempo songs coming right after each other.
Yeah. I'm so worried about the Netherlands. They're not going to do well at all. And I don't understand why.
I've taken a look at their odds, and their odds have tanked. I think it's just people have home country syndrome or host country syndrome. So I don't think they're giving it the time of day.
However, what I will say is that the energy in the arena for the hometown entry, considering it is an almost exclusively Dutch in-house audience, will probably be very strong.
Which
I think will also reflect well on the song that goes immediately afterwards.
The Måneskin, three songs that come afterwards, yeah, you know, our last three are powerhouses here.
Yeah, but Måneskin in number 24, feeding off the energy of a crowd that's already screaming and cheering. What else could you want from a rock act?
Yeah.
So ZD Boney in 24.
This is the best thing they could have possibly
I think
asked
so too.
For.
Looking at this, I'm going to stop saying the joke about Italy finishing in second. And I think it is between Italy and France.
I think Iceland's still in it, but we'll come to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Penultimate song of the night will be Tusei from Sweden with Voices. So actually coming right after Måneskin and before our final song of the night, the show closer, Senit and Flo Rida for San Marino.
Finishing with somebody. Party.
Yeah, I saw somebody note on Twitter that they put them last, so Flo Rida can't leave early.
He would too.
But I will say it is a very, very Melody Festival in tactic to do. And considering that Martin Osterdahl has lots of experience with Melfest and all of that, at Melfest, you put your headliner, the biggest name in the group, you put them last in the running order. It keeps people watching the show, viewers interested, and energy high. So for him to put literally a multi-platinum diamond-selling recording artist last in the running order, I thought was a very, very smart move. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel some hype building around the fact that Flo Rida is actually there. I'm not saying Flo Rida is like an S-tier music star, especially not anymore. We looked into it. It's been a while since he's had a hit, which is fine. But like, people are excited about Flo Rida. Like,
oh yeah,
they just are. It's to me, I think it's great because it's just so damn random. Let's make some predictions. Before we do that, though, we did ask on Twitter, 12 Points USA, if anybody had any questions for us, kind of going into Saturday. So. This is a big show already, but let's do a quick rapid fire here. We have a couple of really good questions that I want to get to. I'm going to start with Edmund. Edmund is asking, what was the protocol for artist sickness in previous years, and was it ever used?
I honestly do not remember anything like this happening. I think it's just, if you have a cold, you go up and sing.
I mean, we certainly had artists, did that, right?
Yeah, exactly. We certainly had artists go up with laryngitis and colds, and it doesn't end well. We've never had a Eurovision in a pandemic before. So I think desperate times call for very, very different desperate measures.
Yeah, what did Enrico Caruso do back during the Spanish flu?
Let's ask him.
Yeah, we'll call him up. All right, let's see. Emmanuel asks, is this going to be the strongest Eurovision final ever? And do you see the top three for the jury vote and televote featuring six different countries?
I would say at least four different countries. And yeah, this is probably one of the strongest Eurovision finals that I've seen in a while. I feel like we've just taken the goodness of the potential of last year and just squished it together with another year. So it's just good music concentrate, which means next year may suck in comparison. So I'm just holding on to this for as long as I can, which is 48
hours. Congrats
to
the winner for the crappy Eurovision you're about to... about to host. I'm gonna say I don't know that this is the strongest. It's up there. 2018, just for me personally, is really hard to beat, and 2014 is another that I think is just wall-to-wall outstanding. As far as six different countries, I'm going to say no, mostly because of Iceland. Mm. I think Iceland's going to do really, really well in both. I don't see it finishing out of the top three of either, basically. But I mean, yeah, four or five, very possible. All right. Dude Points asks, why does it have to end?
Because we have to get ready for Junior at some point.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they announced the dates for Junior. It's Christmas or something.
Yeah, it's like the Sunday before Christmas.
Yeah.
In Paris, as we expected.
In Paris.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about Junior as we get a little bit closer, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other day.
Yeah. The Dan Garrett asks, whose chances are hurt and whose are helped by the running order? We kind of talked about that already, but yeah, another part of this is interesting. Do we see anyone getting nul point from the jury's televote or both?
Honestly, part of me on the surface says if Natalia Gordienko sings as poorly as she did tonight. Yeah.
I think I was just about to say Moldova. Which,
but yeah. I don't know how she got into the final in the first place. And part of me is thinking that I don't want to think like this. I do not want to think like this. And I hate the fact that my brain is going in this direction. But the powers that got her into the final may toss her a couple of points. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. The one that came to mind for me was Spain, but I feel like they're going to get some from Portugal no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually how it goes.
And I think some juries might actually smile on this.
Yeah.
If he hits that high note.
I think this is a kind of song that a jury can appreciate. Yeah.
I think he has a good spot in the running order, and I think he's... I mean, it's Spain, and not a lot of people are excited about this, but I think he's really charming on stage. I think he sings it really well. I don't think this is going to do as badly.
No.
And, you know, there's always the hope that, you know, Iceland is right before him. I'm sure somebody's finger might slip as they're trying to dial for 10 years.
If there's a country I'm worried about other than that one, I'd say it's the UK. I'm not sure.
It's just kind of...
Yeah. It just, and like, looking at everything else around it, I'm just like, oh, it's fine. And I don't know if anyone is going to vote for fine.
Right. They never do.
No, they never do.
And it's such a shame because it's such a better song than they've sent in the past, in the recent past. And they should be rewarded for being in the right direction. But I don't think it's enough to get them the results that I think we were hoping.
No, probably not. Another one that comes to mind, I don't know that this is going to be no points, but I do wonder, Germany.
No, that's going to get some votes.
I just don't know what people are going to think of this thing. It's so weird.
It is weird, and there's nothing else like it. And I feel like this is silly and charming and a fun staging that people will remember. It's not going to come top 10. But
the TikTok kids are going to love it, I suppose, too.
Yeah. Them damn TikTok kids, get off my lawn!
Yeah. All right, I got one more. This is from Carter S. Is there any way for non-press credentialed Americans to attend the contest?
Sure, no. just ask Flo Rida.
This year, no.
Yeah. This year, no. I think your time may be up. I looked into this before I had a clear path to being press credentialed, and yeah, you have to enter the same ticket lotteries as everybody else. But I understand that there are tickets to be had the day of and things like that as well for some of these shows, you know, if you're willing to fit the bill. But I mean, yeah, it's get some tickets and have some fun.
Other options, you might want to reach out to your local OGAE club, which if you are a member of a specific organization, the OGAE, they will often get packages for attending members. It's often difficult to get individual shows, so you may end up with a package for both semifinals and the final, for jury final and the grand final and all that good stuff. You may end up with a package for 9 shows, but yeah.
If you're willing to go to the site and you can't get into the show itself, there's always the Eurovillage, which does the live broadcast. And there's a ton of people who go to those, and that's a lot of fun, I've heard.
I will add, if you go through OGAE, I found this out because I looked into this a little bit too when I was trying to figure out how am I going to get 2020 to work. Oh, how naive we were. Anyway, the thing with OGAE that I found in the US, and I think, yes, he's asking specifically about if you're American, they tend to give a lot of points for seniority for getting those tickets. So it pays to be active in that community, I think is what I've kind of gleaned from it.
Yeah.
So don't expect to just like pay for an OGAE membership and then have access to whatever tickets they may have the same way as anybody else. That is maybe a bit more of a long game.
Agreed. And oftentimes it's either done by seniority or it's done by a lottery. Again, it may depend on which club you are in. The size of the club will also determine how many packages they receive. And there's often a person, like a point person within that club that's in charge of allocating that. So you might want to reach out to your OGAE chapter to see what their individual processes are and what they would recommend as well. Otherwise, retail is often an availability. Just make sure that if you do decide to go the retail option, make sure that it is from an actual authorized retailer and not just some speculator. Otherwise, you do run the risk of getting yourself burned.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's about all the questions.
I think the next time that we will all reconvene, Eurovision 2021 will be done and dusted. Is that right?
That's right. This is our last show before the final. So before we go, who's winning this thing? Derek.
France.
Danny.
France and Italy come second.
Bam.
Iceland, with Italy and Malta rounding out the top three.
Not France.
France in top four. However, I don't know if it'll be as universal. I want it. I'm happy with any of those four.
Oh God. I think those are the top four for sure. In some order. Oh, as far as the winner goes though, I'm going to say Iceland as well.
I mean, if I had to guess top three, it would be like France, Italy, Iceland.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And I think Malta maybe fourth.
Sort of a wild card still, just because, and honestly, if you switch Iceland and Malta in the running order.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess how much does that really matter? And I mean, we've shown in some cases it actually can matter a lot, but yeah, I mean, the last song to go sixth, I looked this up while we were talking earlier, Love Is Forever. So, I mean, it's not exactly a marquee spot.
That one shouldn't have even been there.
No.
Yeah, that's
also true. So it's just really odd. And going after Manesia, I think is going to be tough as well. So Malta is just such a good performance and such a great artist. Could it still win? Absolutely. It just seems tough. And so I think you put it all together. Iceland, Italy, France are all going to do unbelievably well, and it could be really close.
So if we are talking those three, and let's put Malta in there as well, just for the heck of it, then we are talking about two nations that have never won the contest, a nation that hasn't won since 1990, and a nation that hasn't won since, I want to say, 1977?
You mean France? Yeah, 77.
France. Yeah. 77. So either way, it's a new place for all of us when it comes to a Eurovision capacity. Well, not me and Malta, but that's a different story. But yeah, either way, it's going to be incredible. And it's going to be an amazing show. And thank you folks at home for listening to us talk about our preview for this incredible grand final. We can't believe it's here. It feels like forever, because it really kind of has been. Thank you so much for joining us on this crazy, crazy journey. We will catch you all on the opposite side of history. But until then, reach out to us on social media, Facebook or Twitter at 12pointsUSA. Your email is directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Until then, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I'm Danny.
And America, stop listening now.
To the pod.
The podcasts keep coming. I'm just going to keep doing that.
I know.